Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I have my lovely co-host, Jessica Park, in the studio with me. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey, Kevin.
So this is my last episode. I'm graduating from Meeting Pros, and I'm quite sad about it. So
I'm sad about it, too. We won't linger on that too long.
No, definitely not, because we have a great show. A lot of returning guests. Yes. They always want to come back for some reason. So
it's our ISIS feature show, our monthly ISIS feature show. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Bill Good and Kelly Treadway in the studio with us. Welcome, guys, as usual.
We also have the president-elect, Lori Harbin, who's going to be taking over here very shortly.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we are excited about that. Well, you guys want to talk a little bit about ISIS and then maybe the transition?
Yeah. Happy summer, everyone.
It's really come hard and fast.
I know. I know. And we hit the ground running. We have two big things going on. The beginning of June, or I guess the second week of June, we made the transition that the new board was sworn in. And Lori Harbin is now your 2014-15 president.
So, I wish I had an applause button right there.
I know. So. We need sound effects. So 13 new board members, very exciting. And so this month is month of transition. And
wow, the whole board changes each year as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Some people stay.
Yeah.
Some people finish their second year, and then you also have some new people that come on. But
How do you guys facilitate that kind of change to make sure the organization stays in the same direction? I mean, you guys have so much growth and you do so much every year. How do you make stay on track with that?
We have guidelines. We have a standard operating procedure, and then the outgoing person works with the incoming person to transition it. And
okay,
your exec team, they kind of oversee to make sure that it's being transitioned, and for the most part, it's pretty smooth. Yeah, for the most part.
So what's going on over there in ISIS? This is your last show you're going to be the president on. So tell me just a little bit about what's up and coming and the last impact you're going to have on it.
My last project is ISIS Live, which is the conference coming up in August 18th through the 20th. And there are quite a few of us actually in the Atlanta chapter that are working on that conference. And lots going on
Atlanta?
With that. No, it's in Seattle.
Right, I was thinking
Seattle. Very cool.
Yes. It's the only international conference for the creative event professional. So it's great for networking and learning how to collaborate with not just ISIS members, but there are event professionals that are in other organizations as well that attend.
Didn't you guys mention that you guys had some things for people who hadn't been to ISIS Live before? There was some kind of thing they could sign up for?
There were scholarships.
Scholarships.
But all those have been distributed. Yes.
So the lucky new people get to go all to Seattle.
Yes. And our chapter person that won, or the person that won the chapter scholarship for Atlanta was Holland Musio with Balloonist. Nice.
Okay, we've had him. So, we've interviewed him before. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, it sounds like a... it's a she, yeah. But yeah, I think you have interviewed her.
We have.
Yeah, you have. She, it's her first, I want to say it's her first time attending ISIS Live, so.
It is, definitely.
Yeah, yes. It's exciting.
Definitely. So, Bill, what have you been over there doing? And are you transitioning out, or are you going to be staying put, or?
Well, I am actually shifting positions on the board. I'm becoming the director of fundraising, which, in addition to the monthly raffles and trying to come up with money for all of these scholarships and educational opportunities, that also gives me three events during the board year that I'm directly responsible for. The first one, which is coming up in August, is Race for a Taste. So right now we're looking for different caterers to come aboard. We're looking for companies to form teams. And if you're a company of one, get your friends to come along and help you out. We have some pretty cool obstacle-based items that your team would go through to compete for prizes and glory and boasting privileges.
Is there a lot of mud? Do they have to crawl through stuff like the Ironman race? Or
I haven't thought of it.
It's possible.
We could do mud.
Or you can do like the color run and like spray them with color stuff. I don't know. I just got plenty of ideas.
Last year was a digital scavenger hunt. It was much fun.
That sounds awesome.
It was on the campus of Callenwald. Okay. So it was all outside in the gardens and really fun. It was a good time.
That sounds a lot of fun. I've never done a digital scavenger hunt, but that sounds like a blast. Mm-hmm.
This year we're going into, we're going to be at Puritan Mill because we have a rule, outside, inside.
Okay.
So August.
It's so hot.
It's a compromise.
It's so hot outside.
Yeah.
But so we're going to be at Puritan Mill and the theme is drag, race for a taste. Which there's a lot of different types of drag races out there. So that's the only hint you guys get right now.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
I think I know where they're going with this.
Sounds over the top.
Completely over the top.
Imperial Mill is a great venue also. It's just so gorgeous. Yeah. So yeah. And are those the only is that the only event? Or you said you had three, right?
I have three. The second one will be the 12 Days of Christmas, which of course comes up during our December meeting. That will be a silent auction, and it's a huge social event. We always get a lot of people who don't normally attend an ISIS meeting to come out for that. We also have a lot of people who will donate prizes for the silent auction, which is the way we raise funds off of that meeting. And then, of course, the final one, which will be in the spring, that I'm responsible for as fundraising, will be Infusion, which we have not talked about a theme specifically yet. But again, that involves a lot of catering and usually features an international slant where we get to combine different things from our international slants and just basically turn it into a really fun social event. And have people vote on the best catering, the best theme, the best of the best, basically.
That sounds awesome. So do you have any maybe some tasters for the silent auction? Do we have anything that's that you guys have that you can say that's going to be auctioned off?
I would say look for some bottles of wine. Look for some weekend
night
trips.
Out with Jessica and Kevin. So.
Yeah. Most expensive. Or my favorite, the all-expenses-paid week in Jonesboro.
Oh, that does sound like that. Well, awesome. Well, Lori, we're going to switch over to you. So you're upcoming president. You're coming in. Are you a little nervous, or what's going through your mind? Are you excited?
I am still excited. A little bit nervous, but I think mostly excited. I feel like Kelly did a really good job preparing me. So
she's ready.
We're ready.
She was an awesome VP elect. Yeah.
And you've been in the industry for so long, so none of it's like fresh.
No.
Yeah. You've met all these people. You know what you're trying to accomplish.
I think it's the most transition will be my husband.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to be gone more.
He complains now about how much time I spend doing things that I don't even think he has a clue.
Right. You're just working.
How much more.
You're just working and networking. And exactly. Now you're planning the networking events in addition to the regular day-to-day.
Right.
Definitely. Well, what's the world domination plan for your presidency?
The domination plan this year is my focus for us is member benefits and looking at not only our benefits on paper, which are, you know, you can go on the website and you can see all those type affinity programs, but there's so much more to ISIS that people just maybe don't know. And, you know, this show is a great example of it because this is something that we do for our members. We give them a chance to come on and talk about their business and talk about their ISIS relationships and just, you know, generally get themselves out there. And we only let members have this benefit. So it's an easy one to share that people just don't think about. They're like, oh, ISIS does this show every time, but they may not realize that our guests are always members.
It's and a perk.
Exactly.
More perks.
Yes. Fabulous perk.
Well, we do have some great members that you guys brought in today, but before we go to there, do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on with TEP Catering and what you've been doing there? And you've been doing a lot of cool stuff. You got some cool stuff coming up this summer.
We definitely have some good stuff coming up. We are working on a lot of fun summer events with our outdoor menus.
I'm excited about the summer picnics.
You know, and a lot of people don't really think about us doing picnics, but we do all of that. Barbecue, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs grilled on site, low country boils, all that stuff happens. Wow. So, anybody need some food?
Everybody loves that. I bet you love creating menus. That has always been my favorite aspect of catering.
I love it. I have a love-hate relationship because I love, I mean, food is one of my passions. So, it was a natural fit for me when I worked with my business coach and what I wanted to do to change my career to go into catering.
Yeah.
But then it's also terrible sometimes because, you know, when the plates come in and they're like, "Ooh, try this and tell us what you think." And you're like, "Oh, I'm trying to be good today. I was trying to only eat salads."
That never works out.
Right? No. It never does. And, you know, and there's not been anything yet that I've tasted that I've been like, "No, this is no good."
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. Yeah, I do that with desserts. People send me desserts. They're like, try this. Would you use this?
I'm
like,
no. Yes. Maybe I need to try another one. I'm not sure.
It just means that we maybe have to bring back our walking at the river on Sunday group.
Yes, we do. Yes. We do.
Is that to burn off all the calories from the industry?
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And that's a great networking opportunity for us, too. So.
Definitely.
Yes.
It's a nice, easy one. And I can bring the husband to that one. So.
So yeah. Have you guys added any new services that you guys are doing since we last talked to you? Or
there's something stealthy in the works, but I can't tell you what it is yet. But hopefully at the end of July, there's going to be a fun announcement for something new that's about to come online with TV.
Exciting. Well, we'll have you back by then anyway, because you'll be here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll be here with the show.
I hope to be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hopefully y'all won't kick me out after the first show.
No.
It won't happen at all. We're excited to have you in here. It's a friendly space. So. All right, well, you guys brought some of your members with us today. Later, we're going to be talking with Lori Harbin, the director, Jan Harlan Levy, the managing partner of A Handy Little Company. But first up, we got Tasha Jackson, the principal planner and designer of 918 Events Company. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you've been sitting there patiently. You laughed at all my bad jokes. I really appreciate it. So, so welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing over there.
Well, we're pretty new to the industry, actually. We're not new to events, but we're new to the event industry here in Atlanta, although we're from Atlanta. We started approximately about a year ago. 918 was birthed from my wedding date.
I love that.
918 is my actual wedding date. And the vision came from there. And we...
Did you plan your own wedding, or did you have rough wedding?
That's what I was getting ready to say. It was not rough at all.
Good.
I planned it along with my sister.
Excellent.
And after that journey, I realized
I'm good at this. That's right.
Yeah. And not just that I'm good at this, that it's not just a celebration for the bride and the groom. It's a family celebration, and everyone should be able to enjoy it. And that's when I realized planners are important. Because it allows everyone to participate in, and to be involved in that special day. And that's what 918 is about. We love life-changing events, and that's what we focus on with our clients, of their life-changing events.
So what have you really learned just going through this whole process of starting your own company? Because obviously you're really good at the planning side, but then running your own business is a whole other animal, right?
It is truly. And what I've learned is consistency is huge, and being true to who you are is very big. There are a number of planners here in Atlanta, awesome planners, but you have to stay true to who you are. And that's exactly what I focus on and what I try to do. Invoking that consistency and being persistent in knowing that people know who we are and the difference, difference that we bring to the team.
What does really separate you from other planners, and what do you guys offer differently?
What we pride ourselves in at 918 is that we envision beyond the vision.
Okay.
You can always count on us to go to the next level of whatever it is you're bringing or asking. That we do to the table. We also enjoy the element of surprise. Something special. You can always count on us to have something special at the events for our clients, be it a wedding, a social event, or anything. There's always an element of surprise, and we're able to create that surprise by not just taking the notes that the clients give you, but from those notes, kind of reading between the lines as to what's important, and we bring that element to
That's a really good point too. When someone's coming to a meeting planner like me, I don't know anything about planning a wedding or
you're
events.
Learning though.
I am learning. I'm learning slowly. But you bring up a good point. You're the expert in this. You know all these things. You've done it so many different times that you can really walk me through this harrowing process and maybe make me avoid some mistakes that I might make along the way.
Exactly. That's exactly, and that's what a true planner will do. And I like to tell my planners, digest it to me, give it to me, and let me take it from there. Let me run with
give
it.
You
so
the
it's
peace
a
of mind.
It's a trusting, exactly. It's a very trusting business. As a planner, people are really giving you something special that they're entrusting you with, and we take that seriously.
So what's the range of different kind of events you do and the range of people? Like, will you do really small ones? Will you do huge ones? Or where do you guys fit in?
Actually, we're a little bit in between now. And like I say, we're fairly new, but we've just in us being around now for this past year, we've kind of been involved in a number of things. We just completed an event with Kenya Crooks. He's a Kenya Crooks is a trainer, fitness trainer here in Atlanta, celebrity fitness trainer, and we just completed. He did his first pageant here in concert here in Atlanta over at the Marriott Airport, and it was a weekend event, and it was awesome. So that was a really big event. Weddings, small or large, they're treated no matter yeah. the number. They get our full focus. Exactly. They get our full focus no matter what they're asking for. It can be something intimate or it can be for 200 plus guests. They're still going to get our full attention as to what they're needing.
Definitely. So what are your plans for the future? What are you seeing for your company here in 2014? What do you guys want to do? Where do you want to go?
And actually, it has started off really, really great. So I'm hoping that it continues on the path that we're on now. But what's expected, we're hoping to, one, find a home as an office here sometime soon. Mm-hmm. We are needing that right now. We're hoping to add approximately two planners to our team by the end of the year to expand a little bit, and we're also getting into the destination. We have two for this year, and we're hoping to expand on that. So, and that's something that we're noticing that's really big now, the destination thing, and that's our beyond. We are willing to go beyond Atlanta, so we're excited about that.
Wow.
How do you handle the logistics of doing an off-site event? Do you go and assess at the venue ahead of time and
exactly
all the usual?
Yes, and that's what we do. But beforehand, we go out to wherever the location is, meet different vendors, find out what vendors they have in that area, and if at all possible, even some of our vendors here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. that's we love to have them go with us on those destination weddings. So it just all depends. But if we can take a team from Atlanta to the destination, we love to do that as well.
Well, that sounds exciting. Walk our listeners through a sort of the customer engagement process where I come to you, I want to do an event or a wedding. How does that work and how does that start right there?
Okay, so from concept to coordination, that's what we do. And if we get the chance to go from engagement, that whole process starts with a free consultation with hopefully both the bride and the groom and anybody who wants to be involved from there. From that point, we get their vision.
Do they send you like a Pinterest board and they're like, oh, this is my vision. This is my vision and I only have $10,000.
Pinterest is great, but we try to really, really steer our clients away from there. We ask them to go into their own story. Give us your story. What does your story look like? And I do love Pinterest because it allows you to dream and things of that nature, but I really like to get close to my clients, and you can only get close to your clients when they allow you to kind of feel who they are and get their true story. So just from that first consultation, we basically build from there and get their needs, assess their needs and their desires for the big day and kind of move from there.
All right. Well, what advice would you give to anyone that wants to start their own company?
What advice would I give to anyone who wants to start?
Because, I mean, you just got started. There's a lot of people over there that they might have what they call a real job that they hate, and they want to go try to be a meeting planner. Mm-hmm. And they throw a lot of parties at their house. We have them all the time. Well, they throw parties at their house. They're good at it. They really enjoy it. But how do they take that next step and sort of just take a step off the ledge?
Get involved. Before you take the leap, get involved. Get under somebody's wing that will lead you genuinely. Be open to hearing different things, learning, but even before you decide to take that leap. But I would strongly suggest basically getting on under someone who's willing to allow you to see the other side of what you what you're wanting to do, because throwing a party at your house is totally different than throwing a party for hundreds of people. So it involves passion, but it also involves that you actually truly know the business behind the plan. Mm-hmm.
How has ISIS really helped in this whole process for you? I know you're a newer member.
I'm in my second year with ISIS. ISIS has basically been a godsend to my business. I joined ISIS after attending a conference here in Atlanta that had nothing to do with ISIS, but had a number of people there who were involved in ISIS. Ms. Gail Johnson, she was there, and she told me all about the different organizations, and she told me to just research for myself and find which one fit me, and I researched ISIS and found that it fit me. Mm-hmm. And what ISIS has been for me is the actual platform to build my industry family, or
definitely
build that team of vendors that I want. And I've never been big on networking. I truly believe in networking with the right people and building relationships. And how I select those vendors is that although our crafts are different, our work ethics are the same. So they're passionate, they're driven. There's no client that's treated the same. Yeah. So I look at that, and that's how that's how I build the vendor team that I want to work with. But that's what ISIS has been to me. It's been a platform to connect and build my industry family.
All right.
And I do serve on the board of directors. I serve with Kelly, and looking forward to serving with Lori this year. And it's been a great experience.
I want to add some words about Tasha. Tasha came to ISIS as a task force member first, working on events, and then joined the board. And she actually she won the 2014 President's Award this year.
Boop,
so
boop.
We're so proud of her. She's come a long way, and she's, this is an amazing woman. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, how can our listeners reach out, learn more, and contact you guys?
Well, we're everywhere. 918 Events, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, our website. It's the number 918writtenout.com, but that's us, 918 Events.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Jessica, we just have some great guests, but our next guest up, she's been on before, we have the Jan Harlan Levy, the managing partner with a handy little company, and we're so excited to have her back on the radio.
I don't think she's been on before.
She hasn't been on before.
No, I met her before. You haven't, have you been on before?
I haven't been on
you
the show.
Yeah, I've definitely met.
She was the fortune teller at an event I did. Okay. That is how I met her.
That's
initially.
How you met her?
Yeah.
Well, I must have met her in a past life then.
Yeah, so it's possible.
Mm. Well, you might have met me and not recognized me.
I don't know.
Maybe she read your lips.
Definitely. Well, okay, then for our first time, we have Jan Harlan Levy, the managing partner of a handy little company. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about a handy little company.
We are an event entertainment business, and what we really want to do is help people have an event, keep their hearing intact. Really, how many times do you go to an event and afterwards you're totally deaf? Nothing against DJs or anything, but or musicians. But what we do is we help companies and people build relationships with their clients. We help them maintain them. We help them give them something that's really important to them, which is knowledge about themselves. And we do that in a really fun and engaging way. And one of the things we've been doing a lot of lately are lips readings. And it's very
it's super fun.
Wait, tell me what that is.
Lips readings. Yes, it's very sleek, professional. Think somebody comes in with a cigar case costume to fit your event.
Ooh.
And they have lipstick samples and brushes. And in the cigar case, there's a mirror. They apply the lipstick. They press their lips onto a card, or several people, like at the Atlanta Botanical Gardens Valentine's Day event. And, well, two people. And then we interpret what those readings say. And there are so many different ways to interpret them. And there's also the chance for a client of ours to get the information from their clients at a trade show or convention by having their client leave their card with their lip print and have that lip print interpretation sent to them afterwards.
Wow.
Wow.
How did you come up to think to even do that? That's
I don't even
awesome.
Know what question to ask next.
Can I tell you about April Fool's Day?
Yes, you can.
Kelly? No. I sent out a newsletter, and it was about butt prints. And it was amazing how many people really wanted to buy butt prints. So what I do is I really try to look at blending elements and pulling things together. My background is theater and journalism. And I try to make every single event individualized, unique, and intelligent. So we look at the decor, and a lot of times right now we're getting demand for lips readings in a corporate setting with a corporate lip reader. And so the costume part is something that's been put to the side for the moment.
Okay. So walk me through just your last event. I want to know what made it so special, how it got put together, because you sound like very unique events that really engage everyone there.
Well, the last really big event that I love so much was the Atlanta Botanical Gardens President's Donors Circle event for the launching of Phil Pace's Four Seasons. And the artist was flown in from London. And it was extraordinary. It was beautiful. I got to go in costume, which I love.
What costume?
It was, I call it Edwardian walking suit. And this one was Edwardian walking suit with hat and veil and auburn wig with ringlets.
I love that. It sounds like a modern art piece.
It was.
Definitely.
It was.
Perfect.
And one of the things that we're also working on, I am hoping to get this launched, and it is an interactive educational project that allows for primary caregivers of severely ill infants in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, to use sensory kinesthetic learning techniques to understand the effect that all of these different sensory environments surrounding these babies has on them. And what we're looking for is a medical professional to partner with us so that we can create two different environments, one really sterile and the other one really rich, and to show the caregivers how they feel when they're subjected to one environment versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we'd hoped to do, but the launch was delayed somewhat.
Definitely. Well, I want to go into that just a little bit. So this is for the caregiver to make them feel better? Or
it's for physicians and nurses.
Okay.
Frontline medical personnel.
Well, I can really align with that. I hate hospitals.
Yes.
And I've had to go in for surgery. And I had when I was in fifth grade, I had a horrible surgery. And I wouldn't get better until they took me out to do my rehab outside, because I just kept getting sick being in the hospital, trying to do the rehab in the hospital. I couldn't do it. So just the environment. It really is the environment. I think you're onto something there, that the environment really nurtures that feeling.
And it's a question of, are you surrounded by beeps or are you surrounded by words? Are you surrounded by smells that are pleasant or mm-hmm. unpleasant? But to segue really quickly here, another thing that I wanted to say, because this is a coincidence, I had just emailed Eric Wolf at TEP because I'd spoken to him at the last ISIS event. I'm looking to put together girls' getaway weekend events or boys' getaway weekend events, and to have caterers, photographers, and potentially other event professionals come together to create a weekend that doesn't consist of mani-pedis. Nothing against mani-pedis, really. So that's something we're looking at, and Eric had said to contact him towards the end of the month, and that's what I just did. So amazing.
Definitely.
That's one of the benefits of ISIS, is I know who to reach out to.
6 degrees of separation in the industry.
Yes.
So what's coming up in the 2014 for you? What else are you really tackling and doing?
Oh, we're looking at right now finalizing our contract with Simon Malls for a production, their grand opening, their outlet malls in Charlotte, end of July, beginning of August. We're also working with some artists to produce some interactive events that are more in the range of art than just event entertainment. Also, I'm looking at being able to provide more specific entertainment that really meets a corporate need. For example, French and German mm-hmm. are two specialties of mine, and I think that there's really a niche there, something that I really want to try to fill. I mean, who doesn't want to find out about themselves in their own language.
How did you get a chance to be part of this company where you guys are just, you guys get to create so much content? It's not just cookie cutter this or that. You guys get, it seems like you have creative freedom to do whatever you want to.
Yes, our managing partner allows us complete creative freedom because I really, really, really like to make things. I like to make things new and different. I like to serve clients. I like to find a way that I can really create something that touches their people, that really engages their clients or families. You take a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine family reunions where people are talking to each other nicely? I mean, really?
How do you make that happen?
Right. You give them your fortunes.
That's your value proposition. You're like, I'll make sure everyone has a good time.
You give them their good fortunes. You know, seriously, and it's possible to do readings for people in groups and really to bring people together. Or they'll stand there waiting for their turn. They'll start talking. They'll talk about business. They'll talk about their sister-in-law, whatever. And it really is a way for them to engage. It's a way for them to meet each other. It's amazing. It's extraordinary.
Walk me through that customer experience and how you sort of craft that around them. You meet them, and how do you pick the right thing to build for them, and how do you work through that process?
We meet with our clients. They usually approach us either through our website or they call. We talk to them about their event, what it is that they're trying to achieve, where their event is, what the venue provides. For example, it's really important to know if we're going to hire aerialists, because that's another thing I do is I book other entertainers.
Aerialists, what are those? Are those the people like on the ribbons or?
Or wires. But you need to have supporting beams.
Yeah, that would not turn out well.
Or magicians or hypnotists. You need to know what the environment supports. And it's really key for me to understand what it is that they want. And I'm the first person to say, if I feel like somebody else is the better person to do it for them, I go to my ISIS peeps and I say, hey, here's a person that needs this on this date, and this is something that I feel that you could do better. So I meet with them, find out what they need, when they need it, how they need it, and we work out a plan. Mm-hmm. We, for example, I got to do Race for the Taste last year at Callenwald in the Carriage House, which was really interesting. It was scintillating. It was a bit warm that day. But it was part of the plan. People came and got their fortunes as part of their
it's part of the scavenger hunt.
The scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Really, it was great. It was fun. And it was Geeks in the Garden.
Geeks
in the Garden, that's right.
I love that. Can you tell me, I'm sure you have a great story. Tell me just a story from an event that you did that you just sort of changed someone's life just with that kind of event. No pressure.
One of the really great things that I'm so thankful for is the fact that if I don't write something down, I forget it completely. And so I never remember anything unless somebody says, oh, do you want me to tell you that story? And I have had situations, I don't tell people what to do ever, but I have situations where I'm able to say, you know, this is something where you really can go to someone else about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And they just look at me and then they tell me the story. And I knew that there was something. And some people say that what I'm able to do is just be intuitive and read people's subconscious signs. I don't know. I don't care, really. I see good. We see good. We're looking also at creating a niche for wounded veterans.
Okay.
Finding a place for people who are otherwise able to be able to work. You know, it's for me, it's about making the world a little bit better, little tiny drop by drop. And if I can make someone smile, if I can give them just a question to ask themselves or something that they do really well that they don't know about, I'm there.
Wow. How do you get any sleep? You're just tackling all these different problems. I love it.
I swim, and swimming makes me tired, and I sleep.
So you mentioned this earlier in the show, and I want to know more about what you want to do with it and how we can help. Is you're talking about the boys and girls retreats. What kind of retreats do you want to do for them? Because
grown up boys and girls.
Yeah, grown up boys and girls. But you don't want to do the traditional kind of stuff that people normally do on retreats, like cut out the mani-pedis and do more. What do you guys want to do with that?
I really want to have menus, and that's one of the things I want to talk to Eric about. I want to have menus of different kinds of food. I want to have a menu of different kinds of photographers, because we know some incredible photographers at ISIS. Absolutely amazing. Somebody might want to have just a hiking weekend where they want to go someplace, I don't know, on the Beltline.
But you have a photographer capturing that for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, why not?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is so amazing because we have the freedom to create whatever we need as long as it's something that is appropriate for all ages.
Exactly.
So that's that.
As long
that,
as
for
it's
me,
not in
key.
Vegas, they'll do it, right?
Well, some people feel like they are booking the Bellagio, and they really they like to go back and forth about the details. But no, it's really it's an amazing thing. I met a gentleman last week, and he's a friend of a friend, and we're talking about doing destination getaways, and that's also an option for the future.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm excited, Jessica. We'll have to do one of these. Definitely
yes.
in the future, Business yeah. Radio X.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
So you talked about it a little earlier again, but talk about ISIS, everything they've done for you, how long you've been a member.
I am starting my second year at ISIS, and I love you all. You're great. I mean, you're seriously great. I know that if I need advice about what app I should use for something or what software or a book that can help me out, Bill's my go-to person. Kelly is my bellwether of what a moral, great person does.
Oh.
Lori is somebody who acts appropriately at all times in all places, and I always look to Lori because I know I will learn how to do it the right way. Oh. No, seriously, you guys are great, and everybody brings something else, and it's sort of like a screening mechanism. If someone is at ISIS, if they show up, and Tasha, I'm sorry, you're sitting way over there for a second. Tasha has been really instrumental. She's helped me see that you can jump into things. You can have so many different conflicting needs placed on you and come out like absolutely glowing and in charge of things and learn and succeed. She really is great. She worked so hard, and I'm so glad you won that award. I'm so glad. And for me, it's a screening mechanism. I know if I call someone, they're going to adhere to best practices. They're not going to do something duplicitous, mm-hmm. that I can depend on them, that other people know them. I can ask them, well, do they show up? Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds like just being an ISIS, you can pick up the phone and maybe call any member and be like, you know what, I want your help with this, or you know, I had a problem and I know you've done this before. Could you help me with that? And they pick up
absolutely.
The phone and answer.
I've worked with photographers at ISIS. Cindy Brown comes to mind. She's done some of my absolutely most amazing photos, and she's the one that brought me to ISIS. Actually, Bill has given me books. He has given me. He put me on to different booking apps. He has been a guide to me for where I can find my liability insurance. I think it's just amazing. he's my dude.
All right, so where can our listeners go to reach out, learn more, and contact you to do absolutely anything, like anything they can imagine?
For all ages, right?
For all ages.
So basically our website has been morphed to bestevententertainmentatlanta.com. because that's easier to remember than a handylittlecompany.com or najaelieva.com. All roads lead to Rome. You can also call us at 404-424-9196. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Kelly, it's been a fabulous last show.
Yes.
We've transitioned Lori into her hosting roles. But before we wrap up, let's go over again everything you and Bill and you guys are doing here in ISIS and the event, upcoming events?
Yeah, so if you're a member or not, but in the creative event industry, remember that ISIS Live is August 18th through the 20th. And I'll let Lori talk about the next meeting coming up.
So we are actually, we're taking a vacation in July.
All right.
We do...
A well-deserved vacation.
Yes. We do 11 events a year, and we historically have been taking January off, but everyone kind of goes on vacation and stuff in July. So
yeah,
we're building.
It's a tough one to book people.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just so hot. And so our next event will be Race for a Taste at Purina Mill on the second Tuesday of August. We are... barring anything crazy, we're always the second Tuesday of the month. So September, the venue is still pending, but it's going to be an educational month. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a fabulous speaker, which hopefully we'll be able to announce in the next few weeks. And we'll go from there. So I think it's a great year. And if anybody has any questions about us, you know, they can always go to our IsisAtlanta.com page, which has all of our upcoming events posted. Or find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're mm-hmm. everywhere.
YouTube.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming on. Fabulous show.
Thank you.
Did it again,
thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Kevin.
This is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park, our guest today our sponsors, ISIS, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.